The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Paul Pagano, Chief Executive Officer, and David Anderson, Chief Financial Officer of Lung Life AI. That's LLAI ticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us. Hi, Justin.
Yeah, it's nice to get you on because, you know, I do like sort of the med tech space. It's very exciting. It's massively growing, of course, and there's always new discoveries that'll help, you know, medical research, and yours seems to be fitting into that field nicely. So, first of all, for people not familiar, because you only just listed, I think, back in July, can you explain what Lung Life AI is all about, please?
Yeah, certainly. Maybe I'll take that one. So we're a diagnostics company. We're focused on the early detection of lung cancer, all from a simple blood draw enhanced by artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we just listed early in July of this year. We're a small company located in Thousand Oaks, California, just about 40 miles northwest of LA. The reason we're focused on lung cancer, it's the number one cancer killer, and by a large margin. Over 2 million people worldwide are directly affected by it every single year. Develops without symptoms, current early detection tools are severely limiting. And as a result, roughly 80% of people who are diagnosed with lung cancer are done so in late stage, where survival is absolutely grim. Yeah. Now, our mission is to have a significant impact on early lung cancer detection. And we do so with an advanced blood-based diagnostic test that we've created called the Lung-LB test, designed to give physicians additional information to make an informed decision about the best care pathway for that individual patient.
Understood. And so how does it work? You basically, you draw some blood, and then you combine that with your analytics sort of software system, the AI system, and how does it go from, where does it work from there?
Yeah, absolutely right. It all starts off with a simple blood draw. That's all that's required of the patient, the patient and the physician. Yeah. Then the blood comes back to Lung Life's laboratory, and that's where all the magic takes place. So we isolate circulating tumor cells from that blood. We have our own patented and proprietary methods to do so. And then the way we detect them is absolutely critical. We use this very sound technology called FISH. It's where we apply custom light signals to the DNA. And we can literally count those light signals underneath the microscope. So the more light signals you have, the more likely it is that individual has cancer. And we use artificial intelligence on that imaging side. So it helps us count the light signals very accurately, helps us find those very rare CTCs, gives us a good level of sensitivity in our Lung-LB test.
Yeah. And it's obviously the size of the market. We know cancer, one of the biggest killers globally, and you say lung cancer is within that, in that field, the biggest. And so early detection, you mentioned there, did you say 80% of people are discovered too late? Is that right?
Yeah, in stage 4 lung cancer, and your options there are very limited.
Yeah.
Very few are detected early.
Understood. Yeah. And so how early? Do you know yet? I mean, I suppose it's hard to put a figure on it. How early can your system detect lung cancer then?
Yeah, we actually just wrapped up a pilot study of about 140 patients at risk for lung cancer. And 75% of those patients who were eventually diagnosed with lung cancer had stage 1. And our technology was able to find 76% of those. So our tech works as early as stage 1 lung cancer when it's effectively curable.
Yeah, wow. And the size of that specific market, I mean, how do you put numbers on that? How do you value that? And and also tying into that, are there sort of direct, you mentioned you have got protected property there. Are there direct competitors in this field trying to find their way here?
Yeah, you know, there are people that are working against this problem as well. We're at a very niche part of lung cancer space. It's what's called the indeterminate nodule. Mm-hmm. These are patients that have had a CT scan. They end up with a spot on their lungs, and the doctor isn't sure what it is. It could be a viral infection, a fungal infection. It could be lung cancer. Yeah. And so we use that blood draw to help the physician understand, yes, this is likely cancer, or no, it likely isn't cancer. Now, there are a handful of companies that are also playing in the indeterminate nodule space, but I actually look at them as less competitors and more of a complementary style technology. Mm-hmm. We're actually the only company that uses circulating tumor cell to help facilitate that lung cancer diagnosis. Everybody else is using blood plasma, whether it be proteins or cell-free DNA. And so I think in the end, they're going to find that if you can combine CTCs and another readout, such as cell-free DNA or a plasma-based component, in the end, it's going to be the best thing for the patient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so where are you at the moment? And you mentioned that you did a study, and I think you're going on to do a bigger study and going for FDA approval. How far is that off?
Yeah, so we did wrap up our pilot study, a little over 140 patients, had strong performance. Based on that performance, we've designed a multi-center pivotal validation study. Mm-hmm. Our intention is to launch this in our CLIA lab in 2023 as what's called a laboratory developed test while we're awaiting FDA regulatory authorization, looking to enroll around 425 patients, at least five sites across the United States, big players in lung cancer, Mount Sinai, yeah. UCLA, MD Anderson, University of Miami, all participating.
Okay, okay. And how long will that take then, that study?
Yeah, it's actually a relatively short time frame because it's a point-in-time comparison. We mm-hmm. look at the blood test, and then we compare that to the biopsy results of the lung nodule. And so we're estimating between 12 and 18 months to complete that study.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's go with David and talk money. So you come to the market. How much do you raise, David? And what's going to be? What are you going to do with that money?
So we raised 17 million gross and probably 15.2 net. And we're going to use that money basically to do the validation studies that Paul's just talked about, develop further the AI algorithm that we've got at the business. We're paying some license fees to Mount Sinai for access to some of their records. And that will hopefully take us through to first commercialization.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And when you become commercial, I mean, you know, obviously this is an investor podcast, but I'm thinking, well, how big can this get? Do you got any comparisons? You must have some kind of metrics out there where you can take up a kind of market share or the commercialization and all that stuff. Well, how big can this get? Because it sounds the potential is blue sky, isn't it?
Oh, is that for me?
Either one of you, I think. I'm thinking about the answer there. Either one of you. I mean, it sounds like you said, you know, a massive potential here.
Yeah, you've got. I mean, the numbers are big, and the percentages, you know, in terms of if you can penetrate a little bit extra of the size of the market, then it can make a big difference. Our estimate, based on various assumptions about number of tests taken across the indeterminate nodule space, monitoring, post-surgical monitoring of individuals, and then the screening population, is the size of the market could be somewhere around the $3 billion mark just for the US. Mm-hmm. Now, the things that we've not taken into account, which are going to have an impact, COVID will have some impact because it's been shown that COVID is leading to lots more indeterminate nodules and therefore causing that kind of confusion. Mm-hmm. Where the clinician is seeing something that they don't understand. But so our sort of estimate is around the $3 billion mark, as I say, for the UK, for the US market only.
Wow. And just looking forward, Paul, if you could, for people, so thinking down the timelines here and milestones, can you point out sort of what you're hoping to achieve over, say, the next maybe 12 months and maybe a bit further out?
Yes, certainly. So we right now are laying the groundwork for all of our commercialization efforts. This includes commencing the validation study, which we've done by initiating our CRO just last month, starting off the reimbursement process. That's how you get paid for your test here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, bolstering our clinical laboratory. But again, those buckets are going to be in assay development, reimbursement and regulatory areas that investors should look for key updates about company progress.
Yeah, yeah. In the meantime, the studies you've done so far, you know, the results from that, are they positive?
Very positive. So the test performance, we're looking at around 76% sensitivity. That's ability for your test to correctly call patients who do have cancer. Mm-hmm. 71% specificity. Again, correctly calling individuals who do not have cancer. And the key metric here for us is that we have an 89% positive predictive value. And let me put that into context. So sensitivity and specificity, those are great for understanding how your test performs, but it's a measurement of the past, i.e. how well did it perform in your clinical study? Mm-hmm. But in the clinic, it's all about the future because the doctor has an unknown nodule in front of them. They need to make a prediction of whether or not it's cancer. And that 89% positive predictive value means If you have a positive lung LB test result, 89% of the time that's cancer. That's something that the doctor needs to feel confident about moving forward with that patient. So 76% sensitivity, you're finding most of the cancers, 89% positive predictive value. That gives the doctor the reassurance that he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah. And can you just go into again the sort of revenue generation model? How does it work? How do you get paid?
Yes. So reimbursement here in the United States is a three-pronged process. Mm-hmm. You apply for your code. That's how doctors know how to bill for it.
Yeah.
Then there's the pricing decision. That's where you work with Medicare. That's our public payer here in the United States to understand what your test should be priced at, how much money you should get for it. And then whether or not you get paid is based on a coverage decision. And this is where you show that there's a benefit for patients using your technology. Mm-hmm. And of course, here, if you can detect lung cancer early enough, you can effectively cure them. So we should see a clear benefit when it comes to the coverage component. We'd be looking at securing that in the 2023-2024 timeframe.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Okay, guys, well, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies. On the front page there of Vox, you can see a list of the top 10 most followed companies. And in fact, right now you're on that. So to stay on that or even get up high up the list, if you could, give me three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, we certainly appreciate the follows and are proud to be at the top of that list. You know, first reason, there's a critical unmet need. Greater than 400 people die every single day in the United States alone from lung cancer. And our results show that the lung LB test can identify it with high accuracy in stage one when cure is effectively possible. It's something that takes it out of the realm of an R&D project and puts it into a category that's viable for early detection. We have a very methodical approach, so we're not trying to boil the ocean here. Start very focused on lung cancer with indeterminate nodules, prove the technology there. Again, it's a massive issue in the U.S. There's roughly 1.5 million identified each year that could be lung cancer. Mm. Then we'll expand it out to other indications, post-surgical monitoring where nodules are still an issue, then later into other cancer types. You know, lastly, I'd say we're bringing the heavy hitters in for lung cancer. We partner with leading healthcare institutions like Mount Sinai, MD Anderson, UCLA, giants in the field of early lung cancer detection who see the promise in our technology. They agree with our approach and they want to take the journey with us. And so we hope the followers will too.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Guys, it's good to chat to you and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Very good. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.